Thank you for contacting the VHC Health Business Office.
Para español latino número 2.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Our business hours are Monday through Friday 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you would like to make a payment with a representative, please press 4 now. If you would like to make a payment online, please visit our website at www.vhchealth.org. All other inquiries, please press 1 for the next available representative. All of our representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, morning. This is Shivam from Gastroenterology Center of Northern Virginia. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry, I couldn't catch your name.
It's Shivam, S-H-I-V-A-M-M.
Hi, how can I assist you?
Yeah, so this is about our mutual patient. The patient's name is, wait a minute, Michelle. Let me just get the full name. Michelle Rehman, and they had a colonoscopy at Virginia Hospital Center on July 24, and they have received a bill. So this is about that. Can you please look into this?
Okay, sure. I can definitely help you with that. So you said that you are calling from the which department? From Northern Virginia?
Yeah, the billing department, the Gastroenterology Center of Northern Virginia. Dr. Truktrin's office.
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. You sound there is a lot of noise in the background.
I'm sorry, I'm really sorry about that. There's some kind of issue with my mic. I'm sorry if I cannot help it. But I'm calling from Gastroenterology Center of Northern Virginia, Dr. Truktrin's office.
Okay, and how do you spell the name of the patient, the last name?
It's Rehman, R as in Robert, E as in Echo, I as in India, M as in Mary, E as in Alpha, N as in November. And the first name is Michelle.
What is the patient's date of birth?
July 27th of 1968.
Give me 1 minute, please. Okay, and could you please verify the patient's address
and phone
number?
Yeah. The patient's address is 1913 Barbie Suite. The city is McLean, Virginia. Zip code is 22101. And the other thing was the phone number, right?
Phone number?
301-938-1392.
Thank you. And how can I assist
you with this? Yeah, so this patient had a colonoscopy at Virginia Hospital Center on July 24, 2025. And the patient called us yesterday as they have received a bill for $2,000. And they are the claim. Actually, they also spoke to the insurance, their insurance Aetna. And that meant saying that the claim was denied because Virginia Hospital Center is an out-of-network, and so they have denied it. So would you mind taking a look why the claim was billed to the patient? The claim was denied as out-of-network. This is not a patient's liability, right?
Give me 1 minute. I'm sorry. I am trying to be on the same page with you. I don't think we are talking about the same deal. Because the bill that I have in my system, it's not the same one that you have just mentioned. The total amount of the bill was $5,007.42. And this is the facility bill.
Yeah, the facility bill. I'm not sure about the billed amount. Like I was told, it was $2,000 from the patient. But for the July 24, 2025, G0105 was billed, right? And the claim denied as an out-of-network?
No. talking about a different claim. Maybe the patient is confused between the facility bill and the professional fees bill.
But the professional bill, like the professional... I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is the patient 100% sure that this bill came from Virginia Hospital Center?
Yes.
Because when a patient has... Okay, because there are two bills related to... When patient has services or a surgery or a procedure, there are two bills. One is the facility bill, and the other one is the bill for the professional fee.
Yeah, the professional bill...
So I'm looking...
The professional bill is billed from our side, right? The GCNV, and we haven't billed them anything. The claim was just filed on August 4th, and it is not denied, not paid. So that's why.
Okay, so the bill that I have in my system is for over $5,000. It was sent to Aetna, but the reason that it was denied, it has nothing to do with being in or out of network. It says that this kind of service, it's not covered under the plan. It says not covered because it's not considered a routine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What CPT have you billed?
I'm sorry?
What is the CPT code that you have billed for July 24th?
There are different CPT codes. Let me see if I can access the claim form. Give me 1 minute. There are three CPT codes, J7040, J2704, and
45378. 45378, and sorry, the first CPT code, what was the first CPT code?
JSN Jersey 7040, and the second one is JSN Jersey 2704.
Mm-hmm. And the third one is 45378. Okay, so the professional claim that we have billed is only for G0105. And the primary diagnosis code that we have billed is Z12.11. And the patient, we have billed this as a preventative. The patient should have been billed as a preventative.
I'm so sorry, Shivan. Can you please speak a little bit slower?
Our claim, the professional claim is billed with CPT G0105 and the diagnosis code is Z12.11 and it is billed as a preventative. It is not denied, neither paid as of yet, but we have billed it as a preventative. What is the primary diagnosis code that you have billed from your side?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that a little bit slower, the question?
What is the primary diagnosis code, the HCPCS code that you have billed from your side?
The code is
DSNC Bra 1211. That is the diagnosis code that you should bill. But the CPT code that we have billed is G0121 and you have billed 45378. So are you sure the claim is denied as a non-covered because it's preventive services not covered under the patient's plan, right?
That's what the explanation of benefits says. It says that the claim was denied because it's not covered under the patient's plan. So the patient needs to reach out to Aetna. The patient needs to reach out to Aetna and find out about their benefits because mm-hmm. It says that it is not covered under the patient plan. It doesn't say anything about being in or out of network. That's not the reason.
I understand that. Just a moment. Let me. Can I hold it for one moment? 1 minute, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. And thank you so much for holding, ma'am. And these are the only three CPT code that has been billed for the date of service of July 24th, right?
We have billed only 105.
That is correct.
Okay, and we have only billed J0105. And the drug code that you have billed, J codes, are not billed from our side, and we should not be billing that as well. But we have billed J0105, and the claim is neither paid, not paid and neither denied as of yet. But let me call the insurance and get their benefits. And what did tell you, what did you told the charge amount was?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat the question a little bit lower?
What was the charge amount that has been billed?
The total amount billed to the insurance was 5,000.
$5,742. I'm sorry, 5,742 and how much cents?
$5,007.42.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for that information. And, all right, just a moment. All right, can I have a callback number so that I can directly call you?
Our billing department callback number is 1-800-489-9088.
Mm-hmm. And your name is?
Bonnie, B-O-N-N-Y.
All right, Bonnie. Let me speak to the insurance about the benefits of the patient, and let me get back to you. Let me get back to you on this one. All right. Thank you so much for that information.
No worries. Thanks for calling. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, well, thank you.